Okay, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you enjoyed your lunch, and it's a great pleasure to introduce the next keynote address from Professor Dr. Uğur Erdener from the IOC.
Good afternoon, my friends. It's a pleasure for me having a short speech in this excellent atmosphere. I will share some of my views related to major sports events and cities. Maybe we can say cities, regions, and countries. Major events like Olympic Games, FIFA World Cup, European Cup football, generate global audiences, growth in corporate sponsorship, marketing to showcase the cities and countries. The biggest sporting event, like Olympic Games, brings multiple benefits in short or long terms for the hosts. We can classify them in five groups: sporting, economic, urban, environmental, and social. For sporting benefits, we can say the venues which can be used for sports or can be converted for alternative uses bring on a lasting sporting legacy for helping development of sport in the country. The venues and the organization know-how also paved the way to hosting many other large-scale events later on. There is no doubt that increased economic activity is also very important. Infrastructural investments in transport, accommodation, and others directly and indirectly generate new job opportunities. Most effective international marketing platform, if managed correctly, major events upturns the international image. This is also important. The appeal of the city and the country as a business and tourism destination, improved public image, and of course credibility. It is also important. We have some very good examples, especially related to urban effects. Barcelona, Sydney, and London, really important examples for improved living standards of residents. Another important issue is environmental effects. With good planning and good management, the adverse environmental impacts of any mega event can be minimized. Sustainability has become a very important issue. Hosting such events can be a catalyst for provision of environmentally friendly services and the use of renewable energy sources. We have an Olympic motto we all know: higher, faster, stronger. Now it should be also cleaner, greener, more sustainable. Promotion of fundamental principles of Olympism through the cultural aspect of the games provide lasting social legacies and intangible benefits like feel-good effect or civic pride. Cities, regions, or countries undertake hosting major international sporting events to provide an opportunity to invest in sports and initiate long-lasting positive developments in the city, which might normally take several decades. Hosting a mega event always involves sporting and other necessary infrastructure redevelopment, improved transportation systems, this is also very important, urban renewal and regeneration, economic growth, environmental sustainability. And some other examples also important, like China and Russia, also use these events to demonstrate their progress on the world stage. We can briefly base the motivation behind the bids, securing public funds for long-term infrastructure investments to gain international prestige, branding the host as global hub. A major event has the potential to create a lasting legacy, as we mentioned, provides the host city or country with new levels of global recognition, consequent economic, political, and social development. We all know in the last decade, the market for these big events has become a very competitive one. The games have evolved into an enormous logistical and marketing enterprise. Unpredictable international political situations brought up security issues to the focus, which increased the cost and cost overruns. Event candidacies have been considered by some as too great a financial risk to take. The most adverse developments has been for the Sochi Games, with investments over 50 billion US. However, having all the rights to criticize, I think the critics overlook the fact that Russia has created a new and modern city there in Sochi and on the mountain. The aim was to transform the region into a major center for sports, events, health, and business tourism. The balance between the cost and benefits seemed upset for the worse. The sustainability and the feasibility of the event started being questioned. Fears over the huge budgets resulted in a decline in the number of bidders for the event. This is another reality. As a result, exposures and accusations about corruption and doping further damage the perception of mega event. This is another reality today. There are some more recommendations related to major events and Olympic Games. The aim is to reshape the Olympic Games delivery model, right from the bidding phases to the organizing progressions. The goal is to restore the interest through ensuring the significance of the Olympic Games for the cities and, of course, countries. Getting more marketing and promotional value from their investments. Although these recommendations include one thing, an important thing, reduce the cost of the bid. In this stage, IOC encourages cities, regions, countries to consider how and if the games actually fit with their priorities and then be accepted as candidates. During the new three stages of the candidacy phase, the candidate cities maintain a dialogue. IOC provides each city with a transfer of knowledge based on the experience from some previous games. Through the budget-minded Olympic Agenda 2020, IOC is trying to reduce the cost of the games. For example, allowing joint bids. This is a new way for big cities or countries. Cities and countries are now will be able to share the financial cost as well as the benefits of hosting the games. Joint bids will allow nations to pool resources, infrastructure, and knowledge can be an option for keeping costs down. Another important factor is international federations. IOC is engaging the international federations and increase their role in the planning and delivery of the Olympic events. The expertise of the IFs will help a lot in planning and cost-effective games, of course. IOC is trying to show the real costs and benefits as well as the sustainability and the feasibility of the Olympic Games. Again, also, we will always be in cooperation with the games organizers as well as applicant and bid cities, what the games can bring to their communities. IOC again aims to provide affordable, well-organized games which are also supported by the population. This is one of the key factors today. As we all know, some cities in the past had some problems related to this issue. Successful mega event requires joint effort and strong partnership between organizers, right holders, IFs, regional and national authorities, local communities, and of course, commercial partners. In this part of my speech, I would like to say something about Rio Games. Some figures are really important related to successful Rio Games. This morning, Sir Craig Reedy also mentioned some key issues related to games. There was an important economic crisis. Another important crisis was related to political situation. They had some social problems, but finally we had marvelous games in the marvelous city, iconic athletes and iconic venues. And with nearly half of the world population having watched Olympic Games coverage. In related to Rio, total hours of broadcasting was 350,000 hours. It was 200,000 hours in London, less 75% less than Rio. This is also an important figure. 5 billion impressions across all our social media platforms. It was also another important figure. NBC in the USA exceeded 2.5 billion live streaming minutes. This is over 1 billion more than all previous Olympic Games combined. More than 500 TV channels, more than 250 digital platforms also were related to the games. 90% of Brazilian TV audience watch the Olympic Games. It was also really very, very important. Lastly, in Rio, I would like to say some few things related to my sport, archery. Our competition at the games in Rio was another iconic venue in Sambodromo. We had really very great success. Our broadcast hit record numbers in Germany, France, and Korea, and received excellent viewing figures in the USA and other major markets. We had 56 participating countries for 128 quota places, 7.5 million viewers in especially Germany, biggest sport on ZDF channel, and third was overall in Germany. 4.6 million viewers in France. It was also important for us. And 250,000 fans on Facebook, and it was second biggest growth of all Olympic sports during the games. My friends, this concludes my short speech. Thank you very much for your attention.